The lack of adequate and affordable housing facilities in urban areas has created slums in many countries. Ghana is no exception because an estimated one-third of the population in Greater Accra lives in slums. Apart from the inadequate housing facilities leading to the creation of slums in Accra, what other factors account for this phenomenon? Ibrahima Farouk is the Executive Director of Slums Dwellers International and is here to help us with some of the answers. Mr. Farouk, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
So tell us, what does this day, particularly World Refugees Day, mean to you and the organization?
Yeah, thank you. Basically, today is World Refugee Day, and for us, we feel that it's about time we brought the issues of refugees to our daily lives. And if you want to go by the UN definitions of refugees, most people cannot connect very well to the hardships that people go through. So for us, as people working with slum dwellers, we feel that the reference point for security and human well-being should be the person. And it doesn't really matter whether you leave your borders or you're within your borders. Once you are found to be moving away from your homes involuntarily, you need some protection.
Right. But then refugees and displaced persons, any correlation? We know for refugee, the definition is that one ought to cross the border. But with displaced persons, how do you marry the two, using the Hohoi situation as a case study?
Yeah, basically the triggers for migration are almost the same. Right, you pointed rightly. The difference is just crossing the border. Now, the international definitions has a lot of implications for people gaining status when they cross the border. My focus on this is that the hardships, loss of jobs, loss of shelter, loss of water, loss of education, all the rights that are denied when you are forcibly moved, so pertains to those who are internally displaced. Bringing it the point closer to our homes, when people are moved from their homes without proper preparation, it's just like uprooting a tree and then allowing it to wither. People have to find other ways of coping in their new environment. So for me and my groups, the crossing the border or not crossing the border, the bottom line is that people would have to leave their homes forcefully and then move away from where they have their livelihood and their social network.
Mr. Ibrahima, that is the theoretical position. You are the Executive Director of Slums Dwellers International. What are you doing proactively to ensure that people affected by these conditions are catered for?
Yeah, let me just take some few steps back. Basically, if you find people living in slums, it tells you that something is not working. As you can see, slum is just an issue of lack of improved water, lack of sanitation, lack of good housing, lack of tenure security. These are the basic components of a slum. Now, you realize that for people to be living under such condition, it means there are certain forces that are pushing them. What we do is that we try to find out the causes of slum development. And one of the key points is financing. People don't have the money and what it takes to build good homes. People are not able to have tenure security so that they can improve on their land. So we are trying to work with the Ghana Federation of the Urban Poor to set up saving networks and influence policy around slum dwellings.
Yeah, we wish we could give you more time to talk. But finally, what is your advice to Ghanaians on this day?
Yeah, I think my advice is that we should begin to see the issues of refugee to be much, much closer than Ivorians or Togolese moving into Ghana. Every day when we talk of refugee, people begin to look so far. But the point is that when people move from Hohoi from the north and there's a flood in Ashaiman and people have nowhere to sleep, you should consider to see that somebody is lacking shelter somewhere, somebody is lacking delivery, when everybody should be concerned about the other. We should be each other's keeper.
We really appreciate your time with us.
Thank you.